What are business development services? That's a question you asked me. That's the answer I'm going to give you on today's episode of the Inside BS Show. So let's go through the five things we're going to cover today. And the sixth thing, the big secret I'm going to reveal at the end of our time together. The first thing we're going to talk about today is step number one, your growth guide, how you can use your business development services as a growth guide for you and your business. The second thing is the expertise required to have a great business development system and attract the best possible clients. The third thing, we're going to make it easy for you to implement these business development services. The fourth thing is we're going to identify your client needs. We're going to make sure that you know what your clients need and that you take advantage of every opportunity. And the fifth thing, we're going to nurture the people who aren't exactly ready right now to grow with you. And we're going to deepen that relationship over time, even after these folks become clients. And then don't forget, I mentioned at the beginning that there's a secret that I'm going to share with you at the end of our time together. You got to stay with me to the end of today's session because it is going to be an absolute mind-blowing reveal. Okay, let's start with step number one. Business development services, what business development really does is it provides a growth guide. Essentially, it provides a proven process for you to take someone who's never even seen you or what you do, somebody off the street, and then convert them into a client and also deepen that relationship beyond the time when they become a client. The key is that this is a proven process. This is not something that you're just taking a chance on. So many people in business development fly by the seat of their pants. You get the job and they put you with someone who's been doing the job for a while and they say, watch him or shadow her, learn from him, learn from her. And you just got to go with your gut and go with what the other person is doing. Well, the other person may have a process and it may be a crappy process, but that's what you're learning. So I want you in your business development services, I want you to put together a process that actually works. The second thing you need to have in your business development services is you have to have expertise. You have to have not just expertise in sales. You also have expertise in marketing. You have to have that. You have to have expertise at conversion. And then you have to have expertise at deepening the relationship with the person who's just invested in you, deepening the relationship with the person who's just become your client. So you've got to have expertise first and foremost in client attraction and then in deepening the relationship. If you don't have that expertise, it's going to be tough for you to succeed in business development. So I'm going to share a system with you, a formula that's proven, and that's step number three. We've got to make it easy for everyone in any service business to have a business development team, to have business development services that are like a well-oiled machine. So how do we make it easy? We have a formula. And here's the formula. You identify a suspect, somebody who's going to be a great client for you in the future. And how do you identify them? You look for people who look just like your ideal clients. I have steps. I have techniques that teach you how to do that. Once you've identified those people, you have to find where they go and they gather in groups. It does you no good to look for these people one at a time. That is a recipe for disaster. Why? Because it takes a lot of time and it employs no leverage. So I have processes, proven systems to help you find these people in groups. Once you found them in groups, you got to get in front of them, either in person, on video, through audio programs and podcasts, by writing articles, by speaking from the stage. You've got to find ways to get in front of groups of people who look just like your ideal clients. The third thing you need to do is you got to make those people an offer, something for free to determine who's interested. You want to separate the contenders from the pretenders. You want to separate people who have no interest in what you're saying from people who are interested in what you're saying. That's converting them from suspects into prospects. After you do that, you got to qualify them. You've got to find out if they have the money to work with you, if they have a problem you can solve, if they're really a decision maker, and if they have urgency, if they're ready, willing, and able to work with you right stinking now. That's what you do when you qualify them. Once you do that, if they have all four things, you do business with them. You make them an offer, they say yes, and you start working together. If they don't have the urgency, but they have the other three elements, you nurture them, you communicate with them, and continue to deliver value to them over time until they buy or until they die. Eventually, you're going to keep making them offers, and eventually they're going to take you up on one of those offers, and then they'll become your client. Now, the work doesn't end when they become your client. The work just begins there because you're focused on growing this relationship. You want 3, 4, 5 different investments from that client over time. You want to keep providing value for the lifetime of that client relationship. That's what your process needs to do, but it also needs to make it easy. So, if you want to discover the easiest way to do this, go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. That's my website. If you go there, you just enter your contact info and you'll be able to gain instant access to my Revenue Roadmap Guide. That's my system. It's my business development system. You can plug it in to your business development services right now. It will help make it easy for you to do everything we just laid out. The fourth step in our process, and you heard me mention it when I laid out the system for you, is identifying client needs. What does this mean? The client needs something, and he may not even know he needs it, because what clients bring you most often is symptoms. They don't bring you the actual problem. You've got to ask really good questions in order to maximize the opportunity. You have to help the client understand that he has this need and then help him want what he needs. The fifth step in this process, the fifth portion of your business development services are nurturing. You heard me mention this as well. You want to grow those relationships. You want to deepen them over time, even after the client becomes a client. Business development services don't end when somebody first invests in your product or your services. They continue on forever to deepen that relationship. So you want to nurture, grow, and deepen the relationship. That's essential. Now, I shared those five things with you, the five steps, the five processes in your business development services. There's a sixth thing, and it's a secret that nobody's ever going to tell you. When it comes to business development, if you do exactly what I said and you go and you download the Revenue Roadmap Guide, anybody can do it. That's the secret. You have to have some innate ability to follow a process, and you have to be a people person. You have to be genuinely interested in helping people. But if you're genuinely interested in helping people, you can really succeed in business development if you follow my revenue roadmap process. So if you're a sales manager, and there are lots of sales managers who join me on my YouTube channel, there are lots of sales managers who listen to my podcast. If you're a sales manager and you're looking to hire someone from business development, don't focus solely on experience. Focus on innate ability. Focus on what's inside the person. And if they are a people person and they know how to follow a system, they're detail oriented and they have an external orientation, you hire that person, plug them into my revenue roadmap system, and they will succeed at business development. If you want more great business development information, join me for the next episode of the Inside BS Show. Just scroll down right below me right now is another edition of the show. Click on that and I'll see you in the next Inside BS Show.